As well as his important meetings with Pope Benedict and other Vatican officials, Archbishop Williams is also presiding over a number of special celebrations marking the 40th anniversary of the founding of the Anglican Centre here in Rome, a direct result of the change in ecumenical relations which emerged from the Second Vatican Council. Marist Father Fred Bliss coordinates the ecumenical program at the Angelicum University here in Rome. He's also the author of a new book called Anglicans in Rome, which documents the extraordinary changes that have taken place in Anglican-Catholic relations over the past 40 years.
Since this is the 40th anniversary of establishing the Anglican Centre in Rome, at about the time of Vatican II, there was a desire to record in some way a little history of the 40 years, tracing relationships over the centuries between Anglicans and Catholics, especially in England, and then the overtures made by prominent Anglican people in England to Rome, because they found that there was not very much a climate in Britain for dialogue to take place. And so quite a few of the leading churchmen made overtures, and the person that they came into contact with principally here was Cardinal Montini, Archbishop at one stage, then Cardinal. And so they used to come and visit him when he was working in the Vatican offices. And then when he moved to Milan as the Archbishop there, he invited five or six of them, to visit him so that he could learn about Anglicans from Anglicans. And thereafter, when the centre was actually established in Rome, he made it very clear to all the directors that they always had access to him whenever they wanted to discuss anything about Anglican-Catholic relationships.
You're talking the years before the council, aren't you? The 1950s, really.
Yes.
What do you think was the background to this interest that, well, the future Pope Paul VI had in the Anglican world?
He had an interest first from he made a visit to Britain, and he was very, very impressed by the cathedrals and the cathedral choirs. And he developed an interest in English church or Anglican church music. He also had an abiding interest in Bede and the history of Bede, and so he actually asked some Anglicans would they find for him a good biography of Bede. And so it was this developing interest that he had from very early years that continued into his papacy and became a great backdrop. And as one or two of the experts have said, he is the only pope who has really ever taken time out to study Anglicanism and come to understand them.
This must have been an incredibly valuable thing during the council itself.
Yes. The Pope himself was determined to steer the council in the direction of opening out to wider society and in particular to other Christian churches. He saw and expected that there would be a real possibility of reunion between Catholicism and Anglicanism. And he was working towards that. And so I'm quite convinced that the Unitatis Rede Integratio, the document on ecumenism, owes a tremendous amount to the understanding of Paul VI and to his relationship with Anglicans. It figured a great deal in his thinking how he could build relationships. And that's where, for example, when he offered his ring to the Archbishop on his visit, it was something he had learnt about from Cardinal Mercier years before, who had given his ring on his deathbed to the prominent Anglican, Lord Halifax. And Montini's remark was to say, that was a very profound thing to do, a sublime act. And so he saw that these symbolic gestures were significant in terms of building relationships.
I suppose he might be quite disappointed today, do you think, to see that his dreams of unity, reunification between the two churches simply haven't come about?
Yes, he would be. But even during the latter years of his pontificate, when there was the possibility of women priests being ordained in the Anglican communion, he reacted quite vigorously, and it's reported in the book there, the occasions when he was told about this, and he could see this, if it occurred, would be an impediment to the reunion that he so desired between the two churches.
What perhaps gives you most hope at the moment, despite these new difficulties that we see?
We have arrived at a huge amount of agreement on a great variety of issues. And so what we've got to do presently is to consolidate the relationship in terms of the agreements we've reached over the years. After all, the dialogue began in the 1960s. ARCIC II concluded just last year. We're hoping that there's going to be a move into the future, that there'll be the opening towards an ARCIC III. And so that there's always that hope. There's never an ending to the relationship. It's a question of deepening what our baptismal relationship means, of deepening our understanding of the Eucharist, of deepening what our understanding of the Church is. And for both of us, we're still on a journey into understanding those significant areas of ecclesiastical life.
And my thanks there to Marist Father Fred Bliss, coordinator of the ecumenical program at the Angelicum University.